precious life in this world.
哇，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的生命。
What a wonderful day your creation.
你的创造是多么的美好。
But because of the man we commit sin, we are under the sin now.
但是因为人类犯罪，我们就被罪所控制。
Instead of we can enjoy the your nature and all the universe, but we more like we evils and prevailed our society.
我们无法再正常的来享受你为我们创造的天地万物，而是我们的社会都被邪恶所辖制。
And our heart is more seeking for our own pleasures and own way of a selfish way of life.
我们的心在追求肉体的快乐，我们的也在追求一些自私的欲望。
But it is wonderful that you send us a precious son, Jesus Christ, in this world.
感谢你赐给我们你的独生子耶稣基督。
And you awake our soul and understand that we are under sin. So, and also you die on the cross and save us from our sin.
让我们的灵魂警醒，让我们从罪中意识到我们不要再生活在罪中。
It is a precious all here we by your blood we can be saved and all you can be free from sin.
通过你的宝血，我们可以得救，我们可以不再犯罪。
And so that this Holy Communion, so we can let us our heart to move by the Holy Spirit, so remember your death and shed blood for us.
在圣餐礼中，我们要纪念，因为我们留下宝血，为我们死在十字架上。
And without your death on the cross, we cannot be here.
如果不是你在十字架上为我们死，我们无法在这里站立。
Because of your die for us with a true love, and we can be saved. We are also here for worshiping you and remember your death.
因为你愿意为我们死这种大爱，我们就可以重新被赎买，重新得到生命。
And please bless us in this Holy Communion. Your Spirit move us, our heart, each one of us here.
愿你祝福这圣餐礼，愿你的灵感动我们每个人的心。
And so that this Holy Communion really can help us to lift up our faith and to be more mature, become a more mature Christians.
让这圣餐礼让我们能够坚定我们的信仰，让我们能够活出一个更成熟的基督徒的样式。
We ask your guidance.
我们请求你带领我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Now please be seated.
大家请坐。
Jesus, he came to this world 30 some years.
主耶稣在这世上大概只生活了30几年。
He lived here in a very short period of time.
他在世上生活的时间并不长。
When he started his ministry, not many people realized he is the Son of God.
当他在世上传福音的时候，并没有很多人意识到他是神的儿子。
But as a humble man, he started to preach the gospel.
他是作为一个谦卑的人的形象开始来传福音的。
When he started to preach the gospel, those religious leaders started to jealous of him and trying to get rid of him eventually.
并且当他传福音的时候，宗教的领导人开始嫉妒他，并且试图要除掉他。
But still continued to himself to finish his journey for the glory of God.
但是他仍然坚持下去，一直到他的使命的结束，这是为了荣耀神的名。
He never complained anybody. He never expressed all the frustration to anybody. But he comes to the Lord and always pray to God.
他并没有向人来诉说他的委屈、他的艰难，而是他到神面前来向神诉说。
End up he ride a donkey. He went into the Jerusalem.
当他骑着驴子上耶路撒冷城去的时候，
and he willing to himself to be the sacrificed lamb, and he died on the cross.
他就将自己当作是献祭的羔羊，死在十字架上。
Before we partake the Holy Communion, let's think about his life a little bit.
在我们利用圣餐礼之前，让我们来思考主耶稣的人生。
And we can learn from him many things, but several things that we can think about it.
我们可以学到很多东西，但是有几点我们要来思考的。
What I learned from him is, he taught us true forgiveness.
首先要提到的是，他教给我们要学会真正的原谅。
Forgiveness is one of the hardest one in our, in our life.
原谅是我们生活中最难做到的一件事。
Especially somebody really, make our life to be miserable and make our life to be, our heart to be hurt, and it's very hard to forgive that person.
特别是有人让我们的生活很悲惨，有人让我们的心非常的受伤，我们真的很难去原谅那个人。
But Jesus is showing us a true love when he died on the cross to forgive all the people.
但是主耶稣在十字架上钉死的时候，他却向我们表示他真正的爱，因为他原谅所有的人。
As I mentioned, in our life, we can encounter many matters and that feel that it seems like unfair.
在生活中，我们会碰到很多事情，我们觉得世界好像对我们并不公平。
But one is the one who really treated unfairly that the person's life is Jesus himself. He was on the cross.
其实遭到最不公平的待遇的是主耶稣他自己，因为他被钉在十字架上。
He never deserved himself to be dying on the cross.
他本不应该被钉在十字架上。
But because of the those like priests and the Pharisees, they accused him, and then end up he died on the cross.
但是因为祭司以及法利赛人的控告，他最后被钉在十字架上。
Let's look at the Luke chapter 17.
我们来看路加福音17章。
Luke chapter 17,
路加福音17章,
verse 3 and 4,
第三节跟第四节。
Be on your guard if your brother sins and rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times a day, and return to you seven times, saying, I repent, forgive him. Here, Jesus saying that very precious teaching here.
这里主耶稣给了一个非常重要的教训。
Be on your guard if your brother sin and rebuke him.
他说这里如果你的弟兄得罪你，就劝诫他。
God doesn't like the God doesn't like the sin remaining with the answer.
神不喜欢我们身上带着罪。
If there's a sin, we cannot allow the sin with an answer.
如果这里有他身上有罪的话，我们 不要让他继续带着罪。
I like very interesting verse 3, and here Jesus mentioned that if your brother sin and rebuke him.
这第三节讲到说，你的弟兄得罪你，就劝诫他。
Sometimes we can misunderstand God's love is accept everything, so even the accept our sins.
有时候我们会错误的理解说，神的爱是接受所有的事情，接受任何的事情，甚至连罪也接受。
And God wants us to remove the sin out of us.
其实神首先就是要让我们把我们的罪除去。
Rebuke is actually is a painful way to approach the people's heart.
劝诫实际上是一种痛苦的方法，让要去接受，去来穿透人家的心。
But this rebuke is full of love, then it is become a medicine.
但是如果劝诫是出于爱，那就像一颗一种药一样。
And then if the person repent, then forgive him.
这时候如果那个人在 懊悔的话，我们就可以饶恕他。
If verse 4 says, if he sin against you seven times a day, and return to you seven times, saying, I repent and forgive him.
这里讲到说，如果一天七次得罪你，又七次回转，说我懊悔了，不要饶恕他。
Seven times is a perfect number.
七次在圣经中意味着是一个完美的数字。
So not only the seven times we forgive the person, but we countlessly we can forgive the person.
不光是七次，实际上无论多少次，我们总要饶恕他。
And Jesus saying that even love your own enemies and pray for them.
主耶稣说，我们要爱我们的敌人，为他祷告。
Indeed, when Jesus died on the cross and he prayed for those people who were against him and those who nailed on him.
主耶稣在被钉十字架的时候，他还为那些钉他的人来祷告。
We just had a foot washing, and this is also showing the true forgiveness.
我们刚才有洗脚礼，洗脚礼也是表示饶恕的意思。
And Jesus even washed the one even betrayed him.
主耶稣甚至为那个背叛他的门徒来洗脚。
And washed washed him and forgave him.
他为他洗脚，并且原谅他。
As a Christian, the true Christians, we always looking forward to around us if there are none of us to become an enemy or to unforgiving one. So we forgive all of them.
作为基督徒，我们不要成为一个无法宽恕别人的人。我们要在世上的人对我们来说也没有不可宽恕的。我们要宽恕他们所有的人。
And also Jesus, when he died on the cross, showed us what is a true love means to us.
主耶稣在十字架上死去的时候，他也向我们活生生地显现了一个什么是真爱的例子。
And this generation, we have materially very planted, plant in everything.
这个时代，我们的物质上都很丰富。
And nothing lack of in our daily life.
日常生活也都不缺乏。
And everybody considers we have a financially comfortable life we live.
我们生活都财力上都很充足。
But one thing that in the society, in our life, kind of walk away from us is a true love.
但是在我们社会上越来越少的却是真爱。
And people more and more are seeking for own selfish way of love.
人在追求的总是一种从自私的角度来看的爱。
And so they easily can erupt the problems, even in the husband and wife, and even in the church.
这样子，所以连夫妻之间。甚至在教会之间都很容易造成问题。
And let us learn from the Lord Jesus Christ. He willing to himself walk into the cross. He died for showing us a true love.
让我们来学习主耶稣的样式，他宁愿在十字架上钉死，来给我们表现出一个真爱的例子。
Let us avoid the selfish way of life.
让我们要避免那种以自私的名义的爱。
Jesus is showing us a selflessly way of love, show the love to ask, let us to live in his way of such kind of a love of Christ.
主耶稣他的爱是真正无私的爱。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
我们来看约翰福音第十三章。
John chapter 13 verse 34 and 35.
约翰福音十三章三十四节、三十五节。
A new commandment I give it to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciple, if you have love for one another. And Jesus gave us a new commandment, mentioned the love of one another.
三十四节这里讲到，主耶稣赐给我们一条新命令，乃是叫我们彼此相爱。
And in this way, when we love one another, so everybody knows that we are the children of God. We are the disciple of Jesus Christ.
如果我们能这样行的话，别人就可以认出我们是主耶稣的门徒。
And once love one another, then I learned that when we love someone, we naturally become very small one.
我们其实意识到，我们如果爱人的话，我们就变得非常的渺小。
When I look at my children, and I myself become very little one.
因为当我看我的孩子们的时候，我自己就变得像他们一样。
Because I don't have to show up anything to my children.
因为我不需要向他们来装什么。
I don't have to prove anything in front of my children.
我不需要在我孩子面前来。证明任何事情。
I always wish in my heart that they grow up to be better than my life.
并且我总是希望他长大之后能比我更强。
And somebody talked to me that my children is something better than actually I'm so glad.
有人会对我说，我的孩子哪一点比我更强，我会听起来会非常高兴。
Because I like to be smaller than my children.
我愿意比他更渺小。
And I can tell this is a true love.
如果这样子行，因为我也知道我真正的爱他。
Between the husband and wife, the same thing.
对，先生跟太太也是这样子。
When the create problem is when we become a very selfish, centered life.
最大婚姻中最大的问题就是每个人都以自我为中心。
Always we expect from our spouse.
总是对我们的对方对。
You're supposed to do these things for me. You're supposed to do this for me.
对我的配偶说，你应该这样子为我行，你应该那样子为我行。
How come you don't do this? How come you don't do that?
为什么你不为我去做这件事情？为什么不为我做那件事？
And that will create a problem.
这样就造成问题。
But we truly love our spouse.
如果我们真正的爱我们的配偶，
then we become the one who become the servant to our spouse.
我们就会成为我们配偶的仆人。
How can I help you?
我怎么样可以帮助你？
And find out the way to trying to help our spouse.
会尽力来帮助他。
Sometimes I forget myself this kind of waiter spirit to my wife.
实际上，我也经常会忘记我应该有这种仆人的精神。
Sometimes I forget to do the dishwashers.
例如说，我会忘记去洗碗。
And sometimes, because I trying to clean up the table a few days ago.
有几天前，我试图去擦桌子。
The reason is I don't want to dishwashers.
主要的原因是因为我不想去洗碗。
If I clean the table a little bit and it disappeared, then my wife to the dishwashers.
因为我这样子就可以赶快把桌子擦干净，就可以离开， 太太就可以去洗碗。
And then my wife says, I can do this.
太太就说，我可以来擦桌子。
At the beginning, I don't understand what that means.
我开始不知道他什么意思。
I say, oh, no, I can do it.
没关系，我可以做。
And then she eventually indirectly let me know what you're supposed to do now.
他就很
I'm sorry.
暗示说你应该去做什么事情，所以我就总算理会。
In my marriage, like I learn a lot.
所以在我的婚姻生活，我也学习到很多。
And sometimes out there, you know, there's a laundry basket there.
我们家也会有一个这个要洗衣服的这个篮子。
It's supposed to move to the laundry machine.
要把这个衣服放篮子，要放到洗衣机那边去。
Sometimes just passing by, I don't have to do this because my wife is strong enough to bring this there. So I just passing by.
有时候我经过的时候就说，哎呀，我可能不需要这么行，不需要去动它，因为我太太应该这个还是搬得起的。
But that day I think I better help. So I put this one to the laundry machine.
有时候又会想说啊，我还是来。
Wow, my wife has praised me.
如果这样行出来的时候，我太太就会赞扬我。
I learned that because if the love is come from the little things actually.
其实我意识到爱是在这些小事上。
When God give us a wonderful love, to showing us love, this kind of sacrifice love.
神给我们这美好的爱，让我们有一种牺牲的精神。
But our God do not expect us to such a huge love to, you know, give it to us so that we can please Him.
神其实并不期待我们要做出什么伟惊天动地伟大事迹。
But what God expects us as a husband and wife, we have a wonderful life together, then that's already we can actually pay back the precious love that we receive from God.
神确实期待的是我们夫妻之间能够相互相爱，这样子就是我们最好的回答。
Before we sleep and we gather together, all the family and the children, we can pray to God, show us our thanksgiving heart to God.
在我们睡觉之前，我们可以再一起来祷告，把我们感恩的心奉献给神。
On Sabbath day, we come to the Lord, we show our thanksgiving to God.
安息日，我们一起来到主面前。
And God wants us this kind of little things, show our true love to share with Him and with the. Between the brother and sister in our family too.
所以我们的爱就可以来由此来向神显现，我们也可以跟弟兄姐妹、跟我们的家人一起来分享这些爱。
This is a Christian life.
这就是基督徒的生命。
What we received, we cannot pay back to God all things that we received.
我们无法来报答神所赐给我们的事情东西。
But at least a little things of love we can share with our family and our spouse and with our brother and sister in the church.
但是就是这些小事上，我们可以做的，我们可以来回报，我们可以为我们弟兄姐妹们所做的，来用这些来回报神。
And also Jesus, when he died on the cross, he became very lonely one.
主耶稣在十字架上死去的时候，他实际上是非常孤单的。
At that time, all his disciples is all run away.
他的门徒们基本上全部逃走。They
all hide.
他们都藏起来。
But those people against him, those people despised him. Around on the cross,
并且在十字架周围的人都是在藐视他、轻视、在讥笑他的人。
Now even the one the next to the criminal down the cross also kind of mocking the Jesus Christ.
甚至跟他同定的罪犯里面有一位还。 讥笑他。
He never deserved that he himself did receive such kind of a mocking and the way to the word of despise him himself.
所有的这些讥笑、嘲笑，本不是主耶稣应得的。
He's supposed to be acknowledged by all the people, the praised by the people, supposed to.
他是应该被这些人所赞扬、所赞美、所敬拜的。
He's supposed to be the one to receive high respect from all the people in this world.
他应该是从这些人受到这些人的尊敬的。
But he willing to himself to be a scapegoat.
但是他却愿意这样子。
Let he himself to be the lonely one and die on the cross.
愿意这样子孤单的在十字架上被钉死。
Yeah, because human nature is that's a natural desire. We want to receive. We naturally we want to gain the respect from the people.
其实人都有一种本性，就是我们愿意别人都尊敬我们。
We have a great desire to get from the other people's praise.
我们都有内心中都有一种盼望，盼望别人赞扬我们。
But when Jesus he's showing us what is the way of a Christian life is even though we get into the lonely place, the only one God knows us, that's enough to say thank to God.
但主耶稣却给我们一个活生生的例子，就是即使是我们是孤单的，没有人能够来感谢我们，但是只要神与我们同在。
Bible telling us importance of sacrifice.
只要神跟我们同在，就一切都是值得的。所以圣经教导我们要有这种牺牲的精神。
Let's look at John chapter 12.
我们来看约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12, verse 24 and 25.
约翰福音十二章二十四节和二十五节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat fall into the earth and die, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal. And Jesus mentioned that if a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Verse 24, it says,
二十四节，这里圣经教导我们说，一颗麦子不落在地里死了，人是一粒，但是落在地里死了，就结出许多籽粒来。
I wish that all the brothers and sisters that we can be the grain that can die and so they bear much fruit.
希望弟兄姐妹们，我们就要像这些麦子一样，我们愿意去死，然后才结出果子。
And this is, I think, what showing us as he in his when he hung on the cross.
这是主耶稣在十字架上被钉死，他的所有的心态。
And a true victory is not come from the what we achieved in this world.
真正的得胜不是我们在世上有多么大的成就。
A true Christian's life is not what we accomplished in this world.
一个真正基督徒的生命不是用我们世上的成就来衡量。
Man's life way to evaluate the people is how much we're capable person, how much we can accomplish in this world.
人的标准是来用世上的成就来衡量这个人有多么大的
Sometimes we can praise the church also how much the person what he accomplished in the church.
我们现在教会中也会去称赞夸扬某一个人在教会做了多么的工作。
But important thing is that person themselves.
但是其实最重要的是那个人他本身。
And really, they can, their heart is truly can build up a true relationship with God.
是不是这个人能够真正的与神建立关系？
And really, they're willing to themselves to die for the Christ. Is that is the sacrifice themselves? That is the issue.
他可不可以为基督，愿意为基督去死？
Some of Christians they do not have a lot of gift.
有的基督徒他并没有很多的恩赐。
But they always help a little bit, a little here and there to help other people.
但他却是尽力在这里那里去尽量的去帮助别人。
It seems like in the church they haven't done many things.
好像看起来在教会里他们并不重要，他们并没有做很多的事情。
But on the day they die, they can say it is finished.
但是当他去世的那一天，他可以说他已经做了他该做的，当跑的路。
Not many people remember their names.
可能没有很多人记得他的名字。
But God remember their name.
但神记得他的名字。
Because truly from a truthful heart, they serve God.
因为他们用一颗真心来服侍神。
This is a Christian life.
这就是基督徒的生命。
What Jesus showing us on the cross, it is finished when he died.
主耶稣在十字架上，他给我们显现的样式，就是说他已经做完。完成了他的使命。
Not many people praised him.
并没有人来赞美他。
Many people actually mocking him.
很多人去讥笑他。
You suppose if you're son of God, you suppose you can come down.
很多人嘲笑他说：“你既然是神的儿子，那你就可以自己从那个十字架上下来。
”You can help other people, but you cannot help yourself.
你可以帮助别人，难道你不能帮助你自己吗
？He received all this kind of unfair and a kind of the mockings that he listened.
受到很多恶意的嘲笑，但是他却默默的聆听。
But he willing to take this, this position as he died on the cross. He knows that in this way he can finish the, and that he opened the way of salvation.
他却愿意这样子来在十字架上死去，因为他知道这样子他就可以完成天父交给他的使命。
When he died on the cross, and the centurion who helped the nail him on the cross.He testified.
当他已经死掉的时候，那个把他钉十字架上的这个百夫长，他就做见证说
，And truly, this man was the son of God.
他说这个人真是神的儿子。
There's not many people around there.
那时候站旁边的人并不多。
But the centurion testified.
但是这个百夫长却做见证。
But this is the true victory, sir.
他说，我们知道这就是真正的得胜。
What Christian life? I hope that we have a Christian life like a.Just like Jesus Christ, we follow him the way of his life.
基督徒的生命就是要来跟随主耶稣的样式，这样子行。
Let's fight the good fight for the our of faith.
要用我们要打信心的胜仗。
Let's seeking for our reward in the kingdom of God.
我们要来追求天国的赏赐。
And do not we should not be anybody fail in the our journey of Christian life.
这样子我们就不会在我们追求信仰的旅程上跌倒。
Philippians chapter 3.
然后看腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 14.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
From verse 7 to 14.
第七节到第十四节。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.More than that, I count all things to be loose in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God,on the base of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being comforted of his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the death. Now that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on it in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.Verse 13, brother, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I wish that this passage help us and inspire us so that we really can, this word motivate us, our life to follow the same wayThat the Apostle Paul followed away to Jesus Christ.
希望这段经节能够帮助我们，能够给我们启示，让我们学习怎么样子来跟随主耶稣基督。
Let after this holy, after we participate Holy Communion, let us we can set the goal. Each one of us don't have to be a big one, but just a little one. But still, we can this little one can be the precious one that we can dedicate to God.
所以，当我们领受圣餐之后，让我们学会。不一定要成一个大人物，我们可以成当小人物，而从样子来回报神的爱。
Then I think this Holy Communion will be so precious for us.
这圣餐就变得对我们来说是最宝贵的。
Before we partake the Holy Communion, let's share a few verses about the Holy Communion, and then we go on to the partake the Holy Communion.
在我们分享圣餐之前，领用圣餐之前，我们来分享几个关于圣餐的经节。
And let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
我们来看路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22, verse 19 and 20.
路加福音22章19节跟20节。
Chapter 22, verse 19 and 20.
22章19节。
And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And this is the same way he took the cup after they have eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood." And here in the Jesus in his Last Supper, and in this way, he shared his spiritual body and spiritual blood to share with his disciple.
这里，主耶稣在最后的晚餐上，他来教导门徒们。 这个饼是他属灵的身体，来为他们舍的。
And also in verse 19, clearly Jesus commanded his disciples, saying, "Do this in remembrance of me."
十九节，主耶稣明白的嘱咐门徒们，要应当如此行，为的是纪念他。
Now today we participate the Holy Communion, because of the Jesus asked us to remember of his death.
今天我们来行圣餐礼，也是因为主耶稣。
And we participate in the Holy Communion, that we participate in one body of Christ. The bread is a one piece.
我们用一个饼,
and we all the brothers and sisters we participate in his body. Let us always remember that regardless of who we are one body of Christ.
所以让我们记住，不管我们是谁，我们都是主耶稣身体的一部分。
We should pray each other, we help each other.
我们要相互祷告，互相帮助。
We can encourage each other.
互相勉励。
Because we are in one boat.
因为我们是一体的。
And that's how we can make accomplish his kingdom of God and as a body of Christ.
因为我们要一体来，最后。 达到神的国。
And also, if we partake the Holy Communion, we his body and his blood, then we can have eternal life on the last day.
并且我们领用了圣餐，就有将来永生的祝福跟应许。
Listen to John chapter 6.
我们来看约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6, verse 53 and 54.
约翰福音第六章，53节跟54节。
John chapter 6, verse 53 and 54.
约翰福音六章五十三节五十四节.
Jesus therefore said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." When we partake the Holy Communion, we have this hope on the last day. We can have eternal life.
所以我们领用圣餐的人在末日有永生的盼望。
And also the one we partake the Holy Communion, this bread and this the juice is a pure one. There's no any other substance put on it.
我们的圣餐是用纯粹的葡萄汁跟面粉无酵饼来准备的。
It telling us that has to be no sin within us.
我们没有添加任何的东西，所以代表着我们应该没有罪。
If you have anything that it bothers your heart,
如果我们心里面有什么事情,
then before you take the bread and cup, please repent.
如果我们有什么心结还没有打开，在我们领用圣餐之前，我们要先悔改。
So true repent, the heart of your repentance, that this sin can be removed out of you.
真正悔改的心，这个罪就可以被除去。
If you're still uncomfortable, you can it's better you can prohibit to from take it.
如果我们心里面没有办法打开心结，那最好是不要领用圣餐。
When your heart through the repentance, your heart can be cleansed, then you can take it.
通过悔改，我们的心得到洁净之后，我们就可以领用圣餐。
And also the those who haven't received the baptism, please not to take it this time.
还没有在本会受洗的，请暂时不用，不要再领用。
Because when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, we wash away our sins, and then we can become part of the body of Christ and you can take it.
因为我们奉主耶稣的名受洗, 让我们的罪得赦了之后, 我们才成为主耶稣的身体, 我们才可以来领用主耶稣的身体。
And now we can bring the bread, we can consecrate the, ask God to, Spirit of God to help us as is a promise. Now this physical bread can change the, his body. So now we all kneel down, we pray together.
现在我来祝谢, 请我们一起跪下来祷告。
This is a purely the bread with made with the flour.
这是我们用纯粹的面粉做的无效饼。
I'd like to just read out the one verse. And while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciple and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Now we pray to God, ask the Spirit of Holy Spirit to change this bread to change to his body.
现在我们祷告，我们请求圣灵运行，把这个无效饼灵化成主耶稣的身体。
Please make your solemn prayer.
现在一起了，跪下来祷告，默祷。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And thank you, Lord. You help us at this spiritual convocation, from beginning to the end.
主啊，我们感谢你带领这次灵会从头到尾。
It is wonderful that all the brothers and sisters in Kanugapan and also from the many different places and to come to here to help this spiritual convocation.
很多家教会的弟兄姐妹们，还有其他教会的弟兄姐妹们一起来帮忙准备这次灵恩会，是多么的美好！
Even though we are weak, even though we have many, we are not can we have a many we are not may take this Holy Communion. We are sinner in front of you.
虽然我们是软弱的，我们不配来领用这圣餐，我们在你面前是罪人。
But because of your grace and your love, we come here to daily come here to partake the Holy Communion.
但是因为你的恩典和爱，我们可以在这里来领用。
And it is our honor that we come here to pray to you and worship you and partake the Holy Communion.
我们在这里可以来赞美你，敬拜你。
According to your command, we partake the Holy Communion. Place your Spirit come upon each one of us and move our heart.
我们遵守你的嘱咐来领用圣餐，请你灵感动我们每一个人的心。
And let us remember your death, is all your suffering and your agony on the cross is because of us.
让我们来纪念你的死，你的之所以在十字架上受苦，都是因为我们。
And when you put on the thorn of crown on your head.
当你戴着荆棘的冠冕，戴着荆棘的手链的时候，
you shed blood,
你就流了血。
The nail penetrated your hands.
当钉子钉穿你的手的时候，
and such suffering you bear,
这多么大的痛！
Because of our sin.
你为我们忍着，因为你要为我们的罪。
The nail penetrated and your feet.
钉子穿过你的脚，
because of our sin.
也是因为我们的罪。
And please let us, please your mercy on us always.
请你的恩典继续加添给我们。
And also your spirit always move us to let guide us into your truth and guide us in your commandment.
请你的慈爱继续给我们，求你的灵继续带领我们，给我们方向。
So do not let our life to the second time the nail on you on the cross.
让我们在生命中不要再犯罪，来把你第二次再重钉十字架。
And also let us learn about your true love and precious love.
让我们来学习你的真爱，学习你的宝贵的爱。
So when we partake this your body, and we can all can benefit of your spiritual your understanding and your showing us a wonderful example.
让我们领受圣餐之后，希望我们都有这属灵的了解，然后学习你活生生的样式。
And from the after we take this bread and your body, and we truly can share true love each other.
通过分享，又通过。 享用你的身体，我们可以真正的相互相爱。
So let your church and the Kanoga Park Church continue to grow to shine, showing the wonderful the love of your love can share to the the society and to everybody.
让你的教会在很多家这个地方能够继续成长，把你的爱在这个社区、在这个地方扩展开来。
Now we made this bread with a pure bread, and I'll dedicate you, and according to your promise, please change this one to your body.
我们按照你所嘱咐的做了这个无效饼，请你把它灵化成为你的身体。
All that you your glory and that your name will pray.
愿你所有的尊贵荣耀归你的圣名。阿门。
Let us sing 415.
我们唱诗415首。
Please, Pastor Hong, come up to help break.
请求传道上来帮助分辨。
Brother Mike, Ewan, and Peter will come up to help us distribute. If you receive it, then you can make a silent prayer, you can take it individually.
圣餐可以先默祷，然后就自己先领用。
And let's continue to sing.
我们继续唱诗。
416.
Mm-hmm.
现在这里是葡萄枝。
We also one more time we kneel down, we can consecrate this and ask God's blessing on here to make change to the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们要再一次跪下来祝谢，让这个让这个葡萄枝灵化成主耶稣的宝血。
And shall we kneel down? We pray together.
一起跪下来祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Thank you, Lord. You allow us to take your precious body.
感谢主，我们允许我们能够来享用你的身体。
It's wonderful that we have become one body of Christ. We can feel that Christ is our head, and we are all part of your body.
这是多么美好的一个机会，你让我们能够利用你的身体，成为你身体的一部分。你就是我们身体的头。
Do not depart us, but always remain with us. So that your blessing remain with us, your salvation also remain with us.
求你不要离开我们，求你的灵与我们同在，求你的救恩一直与我们同在。
We have many weaknesses, but that's why we need your help. We need you dwelling with us.
我们有很多的弱点，但是我们需要你的帮忙，需要你与我们同在。
And now we can bring this grape juice to ask your blessing upon here to change this one to your blood.
我们现在把这葡萄汁交给你，请你把它灵化成你的宝血。
In such way you can feel the agony and suffering on the cross.
让你的在十字架上所受的一切苦。
All the blood you shed because of our weakness and because of our sin.
你在十字架上所流的一切的宝血都是为我们的罪。
Not only that, because of your shed blood.Your suffering and turn out to be our precious, our salvation.
但是你的受的苦，你的宝血就成为我们带来救恩。
Let us learn from you. Let us remember this precious love.
让我们来纪念你，让我们纪念你宝贵的爱。
And please let this grape juice change, and we can take it so that we can your blood spiritually with us for the rest of our life.
求你灵化这葡萄汁。让我们在今后生活中都与你同在。
We no longer our life belong to this flesh, but we become a descendant of you. Then,
我们的肉体不再属这世界，我们要成为你的子孙。
So we become a descendant of Abraham.
我们要成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
According to the heir, we received all, according to your promise, we can receive the kingdom of God.
按照你的应许，我们要承受神的国。
Now we hear this juice, according to your promise, please change by the power of Holy Spirit to your blood.
请圣灵的力量来把这葡萄汁灵化成宝血。
And thank you, Lord. Amen.
感谢你，阿门。
One more time, Pastor Huang, please help us.
再请黄道来帮助。
And let's sing him. 297，
唱297首。
Thank you.
Jackson, John, and Peter, I hope please come up to help us.
Jackson 弟兄跟 Peter 弟兄再上来。
Sing him, dirty.
唱诗第三十首。
Thank you. Shall we stand up, sing together?
我们一起站起来唱。
Participate, everybody here to have a cup and his body and his blood.
我们弟兄姐妹们都领用了主的身体和主的宝血。
Since we participate in Holy Communion, we need some kind of our commitment of our heart.
我们既然领了主的圣餐，我们就要心中有一些做一些决定。
Let us all determine our heart from now on.Our life can live for the God's glory.
让我们下定决心要为神的荣耀而活。
Do not let our life to live for our own self, but for the glory of God.
让我们不再为自己活，要为神的荣耀而活。
It is not important what we doing.
我们做所做什么并不重要。
We can be any all kind of work we contribute to the society as your job in your work.
我们在世上可以做任何的工作，我们可以为这个社会的贡献。
Everything is precious.
但是我们不管做什么，我们都
是宝贵的。Your work ultimate purpose is God's glory. Then everything is precious.
如果你为神的荣耀而工作，那不管你做什么，都是宝贵的。
Most important thing what we have within our heart.
最重要的是我们在心里面怎么想。
And before we pray, let's look at the one verse. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
在我们祷告前，我们来看一个经节，来看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians chapter five.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter five, verse 13.
哥林多后书第五章第十三节。
13-15.
哥林多后书第五章十三节到十五节。
For if we are beside ourselves.It is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ control us, having concluded us that one died for all, therefore all died, and he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and was again and on their behalf. I wish that this word encourage us.
希望这个经节能给我们带来勉励。
And also, we continue to strive hard our Christian life to be pure.
让我们在我们的基督徒的生活中保持一颗一个纯洁的生活。
And continue to weaken our life to away from sin.
让我们不要犯罪。
So that we can walk with God.
让我们来跟主同行。
And also show the love of Christ to with everybody.
我们把主的爱来与大家与每个人来分享。
So kneel down, pray together. We can show our thanksgiving heart to this conclusion prayer.
让我们一起跪下来祷告，以和感恩的心来向主祷告。
Throughout this spiritual convocation, that God lead us, have lead us, and also help us. And we also all the learn that you all the message can they help your spiritual life.
我们在这次。在所有的属灵的食物，引用了很多的属灵的食物。
And also continue, we can pray for specially precious soul to be born again with the water.
我们要因此来感谢神，我们要为刚刚受洗的灵魂来祷告。
What is his name?
Kevin.
Kevin, Kevin, and please specially pray for him.
我们要为 Kevin 求弟兄来祷告。
And And let's all kneel down and pray together. Those who pray for Holy Spirit and the fullness of the Holy Spirit and sickness, if you have it, you need a help to the lay on hands of ministry, you can come forward.
那我们如果要求圣灵的、求医治的，还是要求圣灵充满，都可以到前面来祷告，传道可以给你们按手。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
坐下来祷告。